Becoming an attractive leader. Have you ever thought about what is the most connectable part of you? Before you answer, perhaps it is best to define connectable. The root word of connectable is connect. In Latin, it means a binding or joining together. So connectable would mean you are able to join or bind together. Let's add the word recruit into the mix. It comes from a word in Old French, recruit, which means new growth. So, to recruit means to add new growth. With that insight, I don't really see recruiting and connecting as being separate. If you are going to create new growth, you need to be able to join or bind together. So, to become a successful recruiter, you must be a connectable recruiter. For example, let's return to our farmer metaphor for a moment. If you're a farmer, you want new growth in your crop. You can't simply rely on the seed to produce on its own. The seed needs to be able to put down roots, which join and bind it with the earth. You need to foster that connection with water and adequate sunlight. Growth does not happen in isolation. It requires connections of multiple elements to work together in order to bear fruit. And as a recruiter, your soil, water, and sunlight really boils down to your humanity, which, let's be honest, is quite refreshing in an increasingly digital world. If your goal is to become a connectable recruiter, you better be ready to be really, really human. That is the most connectable part of you. Most recruiting leaders are trying to use digital to circumvent the need to be connectable. Many have bought into the lie that because there are tens of thousands of people that you now have access to, you can reduce your recruiting to a numbers game. I am not sure I can shout in the form of writing a book, but here is my best attempt at this. Stop trying to shortcut meaningful connections. To fully understand social media, you must realize that the most connectable part of it is that it's made up of a bunch of humans. Humans are ridiculously interesting. Here are a few reasons why. We have massive failures. We have beautiful moments. We have funny situations. We have incredulous situations. We grow families. We build businesses. We build teams. We lose opportunities. We have mutual relationships. We travel the world. We catch epic sunsets. We crash on gnarly ocean waves. We sing amazing songs. We celebrate our highlights. We grieve losses. I could write pages of examples around moments that are connectable. By contrast, meet the average recruiting leader on social media. Here is what would be typical for what they post around. We are hiring. Come join the winning team. Leadership quote by another thought leader. A corporate video around a new product. Generic posts celebrating holidays. Over the past decade, just a handful of leaders have embraced the idea that social media allows us to accelerate humanizing ourselves to our recruiting audience. Think about this. If you have a social media presence and you are set to full public, then a lot of information is available. At any moment, someone can plug into your accounts and fully know you, if you have humanized yourself. I can't tell you how many times over the past 5 years someone messaged me on one of my social platforms and said something along the lines of, I read all of your articles, watched hours of your YouTube videos, scrolled through your LinkedIn posts, and I am reaching out because I know I want to hire you as my coach. It is typical that most Monday mornings I come into my office with multiple people messaging me asking how to sign up for my coaching. It's become so normal that I would be surprised if it didn't happen. We are our most connectable when we share the truest version of ourselves. People choose their leader because of what they represent. People will not know what you represent if you don't show it. This means showing your core values, what direction you are going, vision, and what drives you to go beyond collecting a paycheck. Why? People want to be a part of that greater purpose. It's part of the framework of attractive leadership and a key component of social proof discussed earlier. As we open ourselves up, people are more drawn to us, creating a positive ripple effect. Here's an example of what I mean. In 1996, a classic movie came out titled Jerry Maguire. It won 5 Oscar nominations and 3 Golden Globe nominations and made over $250 million at the box office. In the film, a sports agent embarks on a long journey to start his own business geared around a 25-page mission statement called The Things We Think and Do Not Say. In it, He decried the dishonesty McGuire felt existed within the sport business. He had realized that his dream was to find athletes who would align with his value system and buy into the larger vision. He wanted to do business in a way true to his vision, values, and why. He felt that more was available in the agent and athlete relationship. The movie culminates in Rod, the key athlete in the movie, getting a large contract only made available through overcoming struggles and unifying with his agents. There are two fantastic moments towards the end. One is where Rod is being interviewed on TV and the announcer breaks the news of his large contract. Rod gives about a minute of shoutouts to his family and to the sports franchise. Then, he pauses and tearfully says, "Wait, wait, wait. I am forgetting somebody. Jerry Maguire, my agent. You are my ambassador of Quan." The other moment takes place in an earlier scene, where these two had a moment with all of the cameras around them post-game. They embrace, and Rod says, "We did it." A competing agent and their athlete watch this moment unfold, and the athlete asks his agent, "Why don't we have that relationship?" That was just one person who saw what Jerry was doing and realized that they wanted something similar. Can you imagine how these moments, shared in today's digital world, would have accelerated the growth of Jerry's business? He was an attractive leader with a high core value system, clarity around the vision for what he was building, and his greater purpose for why he was doing it. Given a larger social platform, like social media, he would be unstoppable. This wasn't a fairy tale story. It had conflict and struggle all over it. And that human element was what made the story so effective. Again, Jerry Maguire was a wildly popular and successful movie. People connected to a fictional character who had doubled down on being true to his values. If this story happening in fiction connects with so many people, imagine how seeing similar things play out in reality could connect. Over the years, I have found that most leaders' stories better align with Jerry Maguire's story over the one they are telling in social media. When we humanize ourselves on social media, 1. It allows someone to see if their values are aligned with ours. 2. It allows someone to see if we have real value to bring to them. 3. It accelerates trust building. 4. It creates ahas around what you have in common. 5. It creates ahas around who you have in common. When it comes to creating their personal brand, leaders have one huge problem. There is a major disconnect between humanizing themselves and thinking they need to sell themselves. Having had the chance to work with leaders closely around this, I found there are three types of leaders in social media. They are 1. The leader who doesn't have or manage their digital brand. They have been successful in the past without having one and believe digital is a waste of time. Let's coin this leader as the "it's a waste of time" leader. 2. The leader who thinks they are doing it right in digital, but they post generic company template content. They have generic profile pages in social media with limited connections, generic content, no engagement, and no plan for making a conversation. Let's coin this leader as the "it's necessary but not essential" leader. 3. The leader who is actually doing it right. This leader is connectable from the first look at their profile page in social media. They are growing their connections, have personalized content, have great engagement, and have an intentional plan for making a conversion. Let's coin this leader as the "it's essential to accelerate team growth" leader. Let's take a look at these three types and what can be learned from each. Leader 1. It's a waste of time. Most leaders try social but don't sustain social. Isn't this true of most things in this world? In late 2018, I determined that part of my digital brand would be a podcast. Today, I am 78 episodes in on my podcast, Recruiting Conversations. Before I started the podcast, I researched how many recruiting leader podcasts there were. I was excited that it amounted to 0. When I searched the words recruiter and recruiting, I found a lot of podcasts that made it to single-digit episodes and then disappeared. In 2021, the data showed that 90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3. Of the remaining podcasts, another 90% quit after 20 episodes. To be in the top 1% most productive podcasts in the world, you only need to publish 21 episodes. If you are going to get good at anything, you must stick with it, and you must understand it. Because the platforms are constantly changing, you have two options. 1. Hire it out, as you aren't able or willing to commit the time to learning it. 2. Learn it and build your own system for growing your connections, creating content, communicating with your audience, and converting opportunities. Leader 2. It's necessary but not essential. Some see social media as necessary since people may search them online. You can identify these people right away when you search for them. They have generic profiles with dated pictures. Beyond that, there is very little information about them. At best, this leader is neutral in being able to be seen as an attractive leader. It's hard to move towards this if you are a recruit looking for your next opportunity. At worst, they can appear as not being all in, as being non-relevant, and as lacking understanding of social media. Leader 3. It's essential. This leader considers digital personal branding a priority. When you truly have a priority, you protect that priority. You make time where other leaders say time doesn't exist. A recent study showed that the average professional spends 28% of the workday reading and responding to email. It seems we believe email is a priority. The reason must be that we have connected internal communication as critical to success. But the leader who believes personal branding is important recognizes that external communication is critical to success. Connectable recruiting is showing people on the outside what it is like to be on the inside, while still on the outside. One can accomplish this by externalizing what is typically only seen by team members. When they do this, they are using a cheat code to attract top talent in our increasingly digital world.